Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Producer Jay, I fear that people may not forget your milk faux pas, your milk mistake. Because we are getting some reaction to it. Like Dave, who was listening to the show and wants to remind you that milk does a producer good. Do you know the old campaign, milk, it does a body good?
No.
Oh, gosh. There's so many celebrities and athletes who were part of this campaign years ago. I loved the commercials. And they essentially left the celebs and the entertainers with milk mustaches. Milk, it does a body good. So they were commercials, and you had athletes drinking the milk after workouts. It was also a billboard campaign where you would see famous people with milk mustaches. And I am a milk lover. If not for the fact that I've changed my diet a bunch in the last, say, 7-8 years, I would drink milk all day, every day. I love milk. But I try to cut back on dairy a little bit so I can be healthier. Well, not healthier. So I can be leaner, slimmer, and not put on pounds that are hard to work off. So it does have a lot of sugar in it, but it does also really good for you.
It doesn't have sugar in it, milk?
Oh, yeah, it does. Just natural sugar. I've never broken a bone, and I credit milk for that reason.
You know, I'm the same.
Yeah.
I don't drink milk as much anymore like you, but growing up, I drank milk all the time, and I was active all the time and never broke a bone.
Nope. Love milk. We do have a gallon of milk in the fridge all the time. I use it for oatmeal and cereal, but after workouts, I always drink a glass of milk. In fact, when I played college basketball, our arena was directly across from, it was in the same building as the Commons, directly across from our cafe. And after every single big practice, like really tough practice, especially when we're doing two-a-days during Christmas season, when nobody else was on campus, I would go in there afterwards and get a ginormous cup of iced milk.
Iced milk?
So good.
My sister does that.
I love
and
iced milk.
So does my cousin, actually.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing greater than a tweet.
What about chocolate milk? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I like chocolate milk. It's a treat, but I just prefer regular milk.
Strawberry?
No. What are you doing to my milk? No. There's no such thing as strawberry milk. I mean, there is, but milk is not meant to be strawberry.
I've always wanted to like it and never have.
No, thank you. Anyway, you're now going to receive some gentle ribbing, if you will.
That's fair.
About milk. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for listening. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Send your show questions to our show Twitter. So Ask Amy Anything is about 30 minutes from now. Again, on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. A lot of you are finding me and weighing in about this literary phenomenon in which the brand name of a particular product becomes so popular that people interchange it. See, there's the inter word that I was looking for and couldn't come up with earlier. They interchange it with the generic term. So Kleenex refers to every brand of facial tissue now, which of course makes Scott's really angry, I'm sure. Let's see, other good examples. Q-tip instead of cotton swab. But whoever says cotton swab. In fact, if my mother asked me to get cotton swabs at the drugstore, I might come up with cotton balls. I'm not even sure I would do the swabs, but that's Q-tip. So we definitely have seen that work a bunch with brand names, and I think the latest is Google versus search. So you mean to say search, but essentially you come up way with Google. No one says go duck, duck, go it.
No.
Go... what's the go Internet Explorer it?
Go Bing it.
Go Bing it.
Yahoo it.
Yahoo it. Yahoo.
I thought of another good one.
What? Not about, milk again?
Not milk. Not okay. Milk. How about Popsicle?
Is that a brand name, Popsicle?
Yes, it is. Popsicle is the brand name.
So what would you call the generic?
Ice pop? Ice cream bar? Frozen treat?
Oh, so when you want an ice cream bar, you say Popsicle?
Well, if I want like a, not I guess not like a chocolate bar, like mm-hmm. I would say like a fudgesicle, which also could be another one, I guess. But Popsicle, what do you mean? Like if you want like a, you know, like an orange or a grape flavored like pop, like ice pop, you say Popsicle normally, but that's the name of a brand is Popsicle.
Gotcha.
Who makes a bunch
okay.
of other stuff.
I gotcha. I know that Marco didn't like my example of Coke, but I'm telling you, in parts of the South, when you ask for a Coke, they respond with what kind?
That's a good example, I think.
Yeah. I mean, maybe regional, but definitely happened when I was there.
Cherry? Vanilla?
Well, Vanilla Coke is my favorite, but I did go on a major Dr. Pepper kick when I was living in Oklahoma. Ooh, I love
because
Dr. Pepper.
It's the best.
It is the best. But, you know, I'm old now and I can't be drinking soda. I heard this stat from a nutrition update on the news radio station that I listened to. So this was not sports. It wasn't in the elevator. This was the actual report from a nutritionist who has delivering the results of a study. If you drink 2 cans of soda, so real soda, per week, you negate any of the exercise that you've done that week.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. 2 cans of soda. You
a week?
Yeah. Do you know how much sugar is in soda?
2 cans? That's not much.
Do you know how much sugar is in soda?
I do.
Yeah. So depending upon, I guess this would vary based on the type of workouts, right? So if you're working out 6 hours a day, probably not. But generic kind of regular workouts, 30 minutes to an hour, if you drink 2+ cans of soda per week, you end up negating the effects of the exercise.
I'm floored. Is that why I'm not seeing results?
Maybe.
I don't know. That's insane.
I mean, it's a lot of sugar, Jay. There's like 38 to 40 grams of sugar in a standard can of Coke.
I drink soda. I like soda. You know that. Like, I don't drink crazy amounts, but two in a week.
You drink one a day?
Yeah, probably one a day at least.
Well, then, yeah, that's definitely negating. That's 7
wow.
sodas a week.
I didn't think that was that many. A week? That's one a day? I don't know. Like,
think about how much sugar is in it.
It could be a day I have none, a day I have 2. I don't know.
Right. So let's just say there's, let's go on the light side, 30 grams of sugar in a can of soda, and you're drinking 7 of them on average a week, but sometimes 10. Would you say that there's a week where you've had 10 cans
fair.
Of soda?
Yeah.
Okay. So in those 10 cans of soda, you've now had 300 grams of sugar.
And how many are you supposed to have a week?
We're not supposed
or
to have
how many
any,
can you?
But that's essentially adding like 3, 4, 5 packets of sugar to your meals.
But if, I don't know, I thought if I worked out, it was kind of negate it and be one and the same.
No. You're getting no,
the
well,
workout
they
doesn't
are,
overpower the
no,
sugar.
No, they essentially cancel each other out.
Oh, man.
But you're drinking more than two a week, easily.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So that would be why you're not seeing the effects of your workouts.
Interesting. Huh.
I love soda. I do, but I can't drink regular soda anymore because I've been drinking Coke Zero for so long now. As much as I like Dr. Pepper, it's way too much sugar for me. It feels like way too much sugar. It has like an ill effect on me. Yes, I see yours in there. So that's actually something that I've changed. I could drink milk until the cows come home. Ha ha. But when it comes to soda, one full can of regular soda kind of knocks me flat because the sugar high is a pretty nasty spike. But I know you do drink a lot of soda, and it's a lot of sugar.
I know. I was using it more for just caffeine, not really, you know, thinking about the sugar part of it.
Except I haven't seen you drink coffee in weeks.
Right, because I've been drinking really a soda overnight as like the caffeine jolt. I don't know. I made that switch weirdly, like kind of just happened.
Because you love soda.
I guess.
Yeah, that's why I stopped drinking soda, is because the sugar is so intense. That's when I started drinking coffee, when I turned 30. I never drank coffee till I was 30, but I had to find something because I've been working late nights and overnights most of my career. Well, since then. And so to drink that kind of soda, I couldn't do it. You'll get to a point, well, maybe you won't. Most people get to a point where their metabolism slows down and they're not nearly as active. So to drink that kind of soda, also that much sugar is just not good for you. No.
No, it's not.
I love that you asked me how much are you supposed to have.
I don't know.
Sugar is not one of the food groups. You know that, right?
Not in this body.
Oh, wait. No, it is in your body. It is the food group in your body. That and fried foods. So, yeah, I heard that and I thought of you instantly because you, among all of my friends or colleagues or acquaintances, drink more soda than any person I've ever met.
It's got to be more than that. There's got to be like a little wiggle room there. That's just kind of, you know, being on the safer, healthier side. But you can probably get away with like four or five.
Why would you want to negate the exercise that you're doing?
No, I mean, like, you'd be all right. Like, that's just, I think that's leaning towards like the, just forcing you not to do it. But I think, like, health-wise, you'd
be
all right.
You think based on what?
Just my thoughts.
Oh.
Gut feeling.
Got it. Okay. Instincts about how much soda is okay.
I think it's all right.
Oh, my gosh. Do not listen to Producer Jay. He does not speak for After Hours or CBS Sports Radio, and he definitely does not speak for me. All right. We are inside of 30 minutes away from Ask Amy Anything, so you can send your questions, again, to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, or to our Facebook page, YouTube channel. We promise you a brand new video by this time next week. And so you want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, also named after the show. We talked a little bit about the Broncos and their situation with Russell Wilson and the fact that they have announced they plan to release him. But now what? And people are asking me, and the honest answer is I have no idea. We heard from our Broncos insider that in the building, meaning front office, head coach, Sean Payton, they do really like Jarrett Stidham. But Brandon Cristall told us he's a backup plan. Sure, if they have to, they'll go forward with this season and Jarrett Stidham as their quarterback. And they'll be able to open up the playbook more because of his abilities and because of Sean Payton's creativity offensively, but that's not a workable long-term solution. He's not the face of the franchise, if you will. He's not Josh Allen. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not, Matthew Stafford, who's now the face of the second franchise. He's not Brock Purdy. And so for that reason, they've got to have another plan or at least have to try whatever they possibly can over the next couple months. By the way, we're 50 days out from the NFL draft. So we started to think about the teams that are in a bit of purgatory this offseason. And I asked you, which team is in the worst sitch? We're going to need a sit rep. Which team has the worst sit rep right now? I think the Broncos deserve to be part of that equation because there really are no good answers at quarterback. I would say the same thing about the Washington Commanders, but they picked number two overall. However, they also cleaned house on defense. So they bring in Dan Quinn. They've got a relatively almost all new coaching staff. Obviously new owners that are committed to winning, but first wanting to take out the trash, if you will. And all of, I don't mean that people are trash, only that they are cleaning house and they're purging and they're getting rid of what they don't think works for them. Now, how do they know what works for them? No idea. They've never done this in the football space before. The primary owners, well, Josh Harris being the majority owner, he's a basketball and hockey guy. But he has had success in those two arenas. But what did we hear? Now, these were reports. I hope that they were embellished a little bit, at least for Commanders fans, for your sake. I hope they were embellished a little bit. That Ben Johnson was kind of put out by the interview process with the Commanders because he felt like they were overstating their knowledge and way too confident in their knowledge about football, even though they really had no football background. And so he said that kind of turned him off. Well, the reports are it turned him off and he didn't want to work for them because he felt like they thought they knew more than what they actually knew and that it might be tough to work in that environment. But they do have the number two overall pick. And there are a lot of people that think J.J. McCarthy could end up in the top three as a draft pick. He's steadily on the rise. Caleb Williams, the presumptive number one overall pick to the Bears or whoever else might move up there, but I just don't think the Bears are going to trade it away. And then the Commanders also need a quarterback. The Cardinals don't. Oh, no, the Patriots are number three. So McCarthy, would he possibly slip out of the top three? Well, it seems unlikely if those three teams all choose QBs. Then the Cardinals are four. The Chargers are five. Those are two places where teams can move up. But as I think about the teams that are in dire straits, I think you have to include the Panthers. So Panthers, Broncos, I don't know that I might not put the Raiders in that same category, even though they do really like Antonio Pierce and they feel like they have made some progress with guys wanting to play for him, but they don't have a quarterback either. And they don't select until after the Broncos do at 12. Will they potentially move up? I think the Bears are in a pretty good situation. As Jay pointed out on our last show, they've got two picks in the top 10. And if they don't get Caleb Williams, they still have Justin Fields, though same coaching staff. So there's a challenge. What about the Giants? Sorry, Jay. But the question's at quarterback. They do pick what, number six? So they pick number six. Could Michael Penix be available there? Bo Nix, Drake May. Could one or two teams leapfrog ahead of them in the NFL draft and then maybe leaving the Giants in a position where they don't have the pick of the quarterback that they want? But also, not tagging Saquon Barkley, can they get a deal done with him? They've still got issues, challenges on the offensive line with guys who were hurt most of last season. Seems like they have fallen into a bit of a rut now where they're also unable. Well, they thought they had their franchise QB. He's hurt again. I like Daniel Jones as a person. I really do. But just last year when he was supposed to take that major step forward in wake of the big contract, he's hurt for most of the season. What did he start? Five games last year?
Yeah. I
think maybe five, not even. Maybe, yeah. So which of these teams is in the worst sitch? Is that what the cool kids say? Denver, Carolina. I don't know. Their seventh coach under, maybe not quite, their seventh coach under David Tepper. They do have Bryce Young, but what do they have around him? The Titans, I know they got Will Levis last season, and there were some real impressive throws and even a couple of impressive games with him, but no Derrick Henry, more than likely. They still have to beef up their offensive line as well. Those are a couple of the teams that we kind of feel like are in pretty steep trouble. So who would you think is in the worst shape? It's not in the same NFC South. It's not the Buccaneers. Although the reports are that Baker Mayfield actually will talk to other teams in free agency. And Atlanta being one of those. Interesting. Atlanta could have had him a couple years ago, remember? They traded away Matt Ryan. And then were looking to upgrade. Instead, they went to Marcus Mariota. Oh, the decisions that they make, that these teams make, that leave them stuck.
They always come back.
Ew. So Raheem Morris and Dave Canales, obviously, his offensive coordinator last season. But I tend to think he's going to head back to Tampa. Mike Evans returned there. And you can tell guys are really excited, like Levante David, who was on Sirius XM NFL Radio.
I'm ecstatic, man. I'm ecstatic. I'm very excited for Mike and the organization. You know, Mike is a cornerstone of the organization. He's the face of the city and, like, the face of the franchise. So it's definitely great to see him get a deal, because I know a lot of people would have been upset, for sure.
I would have been upset. I don't want to see Mike Evans in a different place. I think the Hall of Fame career he's building, it's amazing to watch it in Tampa. Now with multiple different quarterbacks, he actually makes them better. I saw this tweet, A-Law Radio, and I wanted to pass it along because it's a confident Panthers fan. His name is Nick, and he said, Broncos definitely in a worse situation than my Panthers. We got our QB. You'll find out this year. Just watch. I hope that's the case. I hope Dave Canales can get the best out of Bryce Young. I really do. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. So we've got a post up on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. You can weigh in. Also send your last second questions for Ask Amy Anything. It's the hump show, middle show of the work week. It definitely feels that way. Jay is still drinking soda, even though I've warned him.
I only had one this week, so it's not true.
The one that you've got right there?
That's one of them,
yeah. I was going to say, that's not true. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to...
Oh, should we start this show?
Yeah, I'm down. Just buying a car on Carvana first.
Ooh, for real?
Yeah, it's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
Ooh, that's helpful.
And now just customizing my down and monthly payments.
Ooh, that's a very fair deal.
Yep. Boom. Just bought a car. And you get to take me to the Carvana vending machine in a couple days to pick it up.
Ooh.
I'm kind of busy.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on PrimalKitchen.com.
The After Hours Podcast.
Whenever I smell the clippings of a freshly mowed grass,
I am brought back to this day. I am brought back to this day. 12 years old. Roxborough Middle School, first day in pads.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's when he fell in love. Fell in love with football. It was one of the many stories Jason Kelce told in his retirement speech that he could not get through without tears. And when he spoke of Nick Foles' extra large genitalia, as well as the private parts of his coach, Doug Peterson.
The little thunders?
Right, those, except he didn't call them little. So when he spoke of those particular members of his team and their body parts, he broke down. I've never once heard a man talk about balls and cry his eyes out. Those two things just don't go together. Could you play it just for fun? I know we've bleeped it out. So that I get that he was emotional about some of the memories and as he walked down memory lane. But to hear him talk about Nick Foles and Doug Peterson and the Super Bowl memory and get caught up crying is hysterical.
I won't forget Nick Foles having the game of his life on the biggest stage possible. And the biggest d*** on the team going up to Doug Peterson and asking for the Philly special. And Doug Peterson having the biggest balls in the stadium. To say, yeah, let's do it.
He, not only does he sniff, he goes. And then, wait, just go back to the part about Doug Peterson. Going up to Doug Peterson.
And Doug Peterson having the biggest balls in the stadium. To say, yeah, let's do it.
Again, I know he's crying over one of the best memories of his entire life, but still, I've never heard such a well-timed cry as that one for Jason Kelce. All right, so he got through it. Maybe you all have seen the post that's making the rounds on social. It's pretty incredible. The athletic trainer for the Eagles was unavailable for the last game of Jason Kelce's career because he was going through chemo treatment. And so for that reason, Jason had this same trainer tape his ankles for the retirement press conference because he didn't have the chance to do it to finish out that last game. I think that's awesome. Just an incredible gesture. And one of those reasons why Jason Kelce is going to be missed as a leader in his locker room. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. I do not know whether or not his wife, Kylie Kelce, cried. I do know that she laughs at him when he acts like a complete and total buffoon, going shirtless in Buffalo. Is Buffalo, right? Going shirtless in Buffalo and hopping out of the suite to down a beer. I mean, she really finds him entertaining. I hope she does, considering she's married to him. So she tells NBC 10 Philadelphia that she loved what Jason had to say.
I had already heard the speech. I think I was the only one that had heard the speech before we went into it. I think it was just a perfect summary of 13 years. It was an incredible run that he had as a player in the NFL. Who knows what's next, but to summarize it in what was, I think, the perfect culmination of things that were memorable, whether they were happy, sad, but things that truly impacted his life, to discuss how his brother's relationship impacted his play, and sort of explain how all of it has related him to Philadelphia and the Philadelphia people. I always say, he's not from here, but he gets it. So that was the perfect example.
NBC 10 Philadelphia interviewing Jason Kelce's wife. I mean, this is pretty incredible, the way that family has become some of the most popular people in sports. And it's not just Taylor Swift, because the Kelce brothers were popular before that. Just the perfect timing of the New Heights podcast, coming out the year that they both go to the Super Bowl, right, as brothers, the year that Travis Kelce has this, you know, not just this incredible season along with Patrick Mahomes, but the tush push becomes really popular. And so they get a, they're great, great as an entertainment kind of duo anyway, but they've got sponsors and they've got great guests. So that happens. Their mom becomes a superstar. And then the podcast takes on a whole new life when Taylor Swift becomes part of the equation. And now Kylie Kelce is someone that people recognize and is doing her own interviews.
Are they bigger than the Kardashians now?
No, they're not like that.
I don't know.
Okay, I feel like the Kardashians are famous for drama.
Well, I didn't mean for what they've done. I just meant in terms of their last name being like in the news.
If
and
they do a reality show, yeah. I'll say yes.
Okay.
Also, as you can imagine, the family is constantly getting, well, would you say blasted? I could say blasted. Constantly getting blasted on social media, and it's nonstop. And Kylie actually says it's been really cool.
The outpouring of love and support is expected because I know who my husband is and the way he has conducted himself and how that has touched the lives of people. But at the same time, it's still shocking. I don't want to say excessive because it sounds like it has a negative connotation, but it's an excessive amount. I mean, I have not been on social media very much over the last 24 hours for that exact reason. Mostly because I don't want my mascara to run anymore. And aww, every time something happens, it sets me off. So, that's Philly. It's really that love and with that, the extension of people who listen to the podcast, the 92%ers, people who have become recent fans of Jason for whatever other reasons. I think that it's overwhelming in a very positive way.
It was pretty cool. Pretty cool for the Kelce family. This is really funny, Jay. Somebody posted on her Facebook page that he could only listen to the show in short snippets the last couple days because there was too much talk about the Kelces. And someone else responded, well, actually, what he said was Travis Kelce, which I thought was interesting because we were mostly talking about Jason on the last show.
It came up once.
Right. But anyway, some other guy posts in response to that, East Coast bias. And I'm thinking, Kansas City? East Coast? Anyway, yeah, some guy's mad because we talk too much about Travis Kelce. I guess Jason Kelce's okay. And the other guy's mad because it's an East Coast bias with Kansas City.
Mayor Jabroni.
And then the guy continues with, stop talking about the Chiefs. How about talk more about the Niners? Oh.
Are we talking about the Chiefs?
I don't know.
I didn't see that on the rundown, but all right.
Run down.
You know.
East Coast bias for Kansas City.
That Atlantic Ocean, that Kansas City coast.
The central time zone bias. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody's got a beef. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Actually, if you want to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything, you got a couple of minutes left. That's our show Twitter. First time for Jay and I in over a month doing Ask Amy. And then our Facebook page.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven. Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
no! My car!
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Upgrade your home now at Blinds.com's anniversary sale. And celebrate savings up to 50% off premium window treatments for years to come. Shop for your house from the comfort of home for modern Roman and woven wood shades, shutters, motorized options, and more. 100% online. Blinds.com invented the better way to shop. No salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. You can do the measuring and installation yourself or have Blinds.com handle it. Unlimited windows for just one low cost. Our design experts can help you select the perfect styles to fit your home and your budget. Totally free. We'll even send you samples fast and free. At Blinds.com, you get upfront pricing with no hidden fees, free shipping, plus our 100% satisfaction guarantee. So raise a toast to Blinds.com and make this an anniversary sale to remember. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast. This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
It's been a while. Producer Jay and I have not teamed up for an edition of Ask Amy Anything in over a month. Not since before Super Bowl week in Las Vegas. So it is time. Thank you as always for your questions and this public service announcement. By this time next week, we'll have the latest video version of Ask Amy Anything with a very specific theme. You've asked for it. You've waited not so patiently. It's on the way this time next week. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The Hump Show. Producer Jay, do you feel rusty?
No, I feel ready to go.
I mean, that's what a lot of athletes say. Then they get out there and they throw up bricks.
Very true. Let's start here, though. Let's do a little teaser for our upcoming video mixed with food.
All right.
Here we go. So Big Jim asks, are there any foods that you like that your husband doesn't?
That's a good question. A really good question. Foods that I like that he doesn't. Yes, I'm sure there are. Have I come up with them yet? No, that I have. You know what? One of my recent pots of chili gave him heartburn, so I had to dial back on the tomato paste. I don't always make it with tomato paste, but apparently tomato paste gives him pain. So I was kind of sad about the fact that my chili gave him angst and actual heartburn. So yes, from now on, no more chili with tomato paste, babe. I promise. But I've already told him, and I made him a more recent pot of chili when he returned from his trip to Texas, and that didn't seem to have any issues. So no tomato paste for the hubs.
All right. David wants to know, what's your favorite food to have as a leftover?
Oh my gosh, what a good question. I love leftover steak. Well, I just love steak, but I love leftover steak. And believe it or not, I just like to pull it out of the fridge, put some salt on it, and eat it. I feel the same way about leftover chicken. I'll eat cold chicken and cold steak, or, you know, room temperature, with just salt on top. It's so good. I do really like, they're not cold cuts necessarily, but I do like cold meat. Not cold turkey. Just kidding. I like cold turkey.
Let's go with Matt here. He wants to know, if you were a contestant on our friend Beat Bobby Flay, what would be your signature dish?
Oh my gosh, you wanted to just come up with that in the spur of the moment? Didn't Bobby Flay tell us that he's not great at baking?
He did say that.
Are we allowed to bake?
I think you could. It's your choice. Dealer's choice.
Oh, you can bake whatever you want?
I'm not positive, but I think so.
Huh. Okay, well, then I would probably come up with some edition of my island cookies or my double chocolate brownie cookies. So either one of those, I think, would be a concoction, especially since Bobby Flay told me specifically, that baking gives him all kinds of anxiety. He doesn't like baking. He's not good at it. Feels like it's too hard to stick to a script, so to speak. But also when he puts it in the oven, he has this whole, you know, like anxiety over losing control of his dish. because he can't control what's happening in the oven. So I think I'd probably go a baking dish. I'd go anti-Bobby Flay to beat Bobby Flay.
There's no way he would beat you in that. So good
strategy. Do you think that I should try the caramel walnut crusted pumpkin pie that I set on fire in the oven? Not that one.
I think he would probably burn the studio down at that point. So let's move on to Therese here. This one's great. She asked, if I want to become a Star Wars fan,
do I need
to start from the beginning to understand everything, or can I watch a later movie and enjoy?
That's the beauty of Star Wars, is that you can pick it up later. You just need to know where you are in the universe. That's the only thing. If you start with the original episodes 4, 5, and 6, well, then you understand that the prequels and the sequels come after, right? So you go back to the prequels. I actually think it's really cool, though, to start with the prequels and to work your way through. That's what Bob and I have done. He's now a huge Star Wars fan. We started with episode 1, even though we'd seen them all, but it's fun to watch them chronologically. We went through 1, 2, then we started working on Clone Wars. You've got all kinds of series that you can put in there as well. We hopped around a little bit because we went to see Star Wars in concert with the Houston Symphony Orchestra, and so we kind of jumped then ahead to EP4. But no, Therese, you can enjoy them at any point. Just recognize where they are in the timeline. And all you have to do is Google Star Wars timeline and you will know exactly where it fits. But I think it's kind of fun to go back to the prequels and start with EP1, 2, 3.
You know, on Disney Plus, it actually has them all in chronological order, you could see.
Oh, that's true. If you have Disney Plus, it actually gives you, and it's not just the movies, Jay, it's also the series.
Right, yeah.
They put the TV series in there as well.
Yeah, very cool. So this comes from Jeffrey. He asks, did you catch Caitlin Clark meeting Maya Moore and her scream of surprise the other night? That was very cool. Have you ever had a similar experience meeting an idol or a hero?
No, I don't have idols or heroes in the world of sports. I'm trying to think if I've ever met a celebrity that I was really excited about. I don't think so. I've been in places where presidents have spoken. I'm actually sang when I was in elementary school. My group, well, the elementary school, we sang before an event for a president, which was really cool. But in terms of meeting someone that I was starstruck over, I work in radio and TV, so I don't know if that's the case. I did enjoy meeting Jim Rome a few years ago. That was kind of fun because I'd been listening to him for years and finally had the chance to meet him, so that was fun. I talked about the Caitlin Clark, Maya Moore moment. So, yes, I did see it. And if you haven't seen it, the Iowa women's basketball Twitter put out some pretty cool photos of it. But, yeah, it was neat to hear her talk about the growing up and the impact that Maya Moore's career had on her.
Scott says, Grand Rapids, Michigan has a 25K riverbank run coming up. Would you ever consider running in it?
25K. Now, let's see if I can do the math here. So, you're talking about 5 times 3, which would be 15 miles. So not a half marathon, obviously not a full marathon, a 25K. Huh.
Sounds intense.
Actually, I don't know if it would be 15 miles. Well, yes, because a 5K is 3.1 miles, yeah. Right? 3.1 miles. So you multiply that. So yeah, you're talking about actually probably 25 and a half miles.
That's almost a marathon. What's a marathon, 26?
Yeah, 26.2. Okay. Wait a minute, am I doing my math wrong?
I don't know.
5 times 3. I said it wrong. I said it right the first time. It's 15 miles. It's the 25K is like 15 and a half miles. I don't know. I can barely drag my rear end through 13.1.
I'm training for another half. Joke.
Yeah, training for another half marathon at the end of March. So why don't I get through that one and then let you know if I would ever do a 25K. Definitely not in the heat. I would never do a half marathon or any long race in the heat of the summertime.
Jim asked, did you get a high school class ring and do you still have it?
I didn't. No, that's not really my thing. I'm not into. I guess I had class pride, but not enough that I would ever wear a ring for it. Plus, high school, how long do you wear a high school class ring?
What's the limit there? A year? A month, maybe? Then you kind of should be over it?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. I think it's different for different people, but...
This comes from Earl, who asks, what is one thing or a couple things that you want to do or learn in life? A foreign language, any skill you want to acquire?
Well, I'd like to hit the golf ball better than I do. Also, I just like to get on the golf course for the first time since 2022. What skill would I like to learn? That's a good question. I would like to get back to water skiing. I haven't done it in years, so that's something I'd like to learn. I actually am not great at snorkeling, and we're going to Hawaii for a honeymoon.
The best snorkeling.
Right, and so I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the cheap snorkeling gear I've had. I always get water in my face mask, and it's really annoying. So I'd like to learn how to snorkel for reals. That's one thing. And I would love at some point in my life to learn Italian. I just don't have the time to do it right now. But it's very similar to Spanish as a romance language. So I'll say learn Italian.
Mike wants to know, what is the best day of the week for someone that works your overnight
shift? Saturday. It's the only day of the week that doesn't feature work. Because Friday, you're working into Friday morning and then you have to sleep. Saturday is the one actual date or day of the week, I should say, that I don't have to work. Like Friday and Sunday.
And Brian wants to know, do you like sherbet ice cream?
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's not my favorite. But if you have a real tasty one, like an orange sherbet, that's all right. I can only have a little bit of it, though, and then I'm over it.
The last one before rapid fire. A little summary, but Rich wants to know, did you ever collect lightning bugs in a jar?
Of course. Of course, in my grandmother's extensive wooded backyard. We down by the creek in Youngstown area. That's one of our favorite summer activities.
Let's finish with rapid fire. Take out or dine in?
Dine in.
Broccoli or squash?
Oh, you can't make me pick. I'll go squash, but I love them both.
Reading or writing?
Reading.
Flowers or trees?
Oh, I love flowers.
Art class or gym class?
Gym class. I stunk at art.
Lose all thought or lose all feeling?
What? I'll go lose all feeling.
Wrestle a bear or wrestle an alligator?
A bear. Goofball.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.